welcome, welcome, welcome to WDGS on your podcast station. And I tell you today, I like to share with you what the Spirit has to say. And that is, we are living in the midst of a war. That's right, a war. Not a war is coming, but we are living in the midst of a war. And I want to share with you, because we've been through many wars, but sometimes when a person mentions a war, they think it's always about bombs and guns and like what's going on over in foreign countries and foreign land. But we're dealing with wars right here among us every single day. That's right. This is your girl, Fabulous Frida, always your host, here to give you the most on WDGS. You know, when God awakened me this morning, I immediately thought about Moses and how Moses was instructed to move away from his own kinfolks. It don't say family, it say kinfolks. Because I'm a firm believer, you have family and you have kinfolks, okay? And kinfolks to me are people that's got your bloodline, but they ain't got your back. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. Let me repeat that. People who got your bloodline, but they ain't got your back. And then I thought about Moses. Moses and all he did to guide people to the goodness and glory of God. They still murmur, complain, and chose to go the other way. I thought about Joseph. And when I was thinking about Joseph, I thought about how he shared, even with his own kinfolks, how that he would be instrumental to be a blessing to them, and they still didn't like him. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed where I'm going. Then I thought about Daniel and the Hebrew boys, how they were planted and placed in a position that somebody wanted them to serve them and bow down to their God. But Daniel and the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to do so. So, you know, I'm sitting this morning, and you know, just to be honest with you, because when God awakened me, these are the things he began to just rush through my thought process. So as I'm thinking, and then I thought about David and how David was being pursued for being a person willing to help out in a time of need. And people still, the person who hired him, got upset with him. Ain't that amazing? You hire somebody because you know they good at a job, but when they get on the job, because they so good at it, you start hating on them. Well, I hope somebody grabbed where I'm coming from. Then I thought about, now I'm sitting still, and all this going across my thought process. Then I thought about Mahatma Gandhi, who didn't want no credit for letting people know the real deal and the real truth. Then I thought about Martin Luther King, a person who committed to go into the trenches to be available to help somebody else overcome. I thought all the way until God was just bringing the Holy Spirit, rather, was bringing all of these unique figures from the Bible as well as in the land. And then I thought about Paul and all that Paul did to try to restructure the church and the mind's thought process of the people. And then I thought about Christ Jesus. And I know in many religions, even if he's not acknowledged as the Son of God, he's definitely acknowledged as a true prophet and an anointed man of God. But yet, the people, they still crucified him. So, you know, as I'm thinking, and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what is this about? He said, because there's always been people, and I'm going to tell you where it spiraled from, probably my subconscious thought. Like, what's wrong with people? Like, what done happened, God? This is my question to God. I said, well, people, they just turn blind eyes and deaf ears to things that can be shared, that can bless their lives. that can bring them out of bondage, that can make life so much easier for them, that can make them happy, that can give them a peace and harmony, and not just temporarily, but every single day where they really could wake up and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and they can mean it. I said, what has happened to the thoughts and mind of people that they act like living a peaceful and quiet life? Oh, God, help me today. It's a heartache and a headache. I said, what has happened to people that the love of them is truly, you can see it, it's waxing cold. Because the people that should matter to them, they treat them like they don't matter. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed this. And then again, and it could have been some stuff that came across my ears yesterday. I listened to a testimony. I had an impromptu coaching session. A lady wanted some, rental advice because that was my profession for 20 years, property management. But in the course of this lady talking to me, she shared with me because I inquired about someone. You got to grab this. So she shared with me this person's condition and situation. Very, very, very disturbing. Because this person was up 1 minute and then they was down the next. And see, when I come on my podcast and I say the things I say, it's to enlighten people along their way. It's for people to really think about how you living, how you acting, and how you talking. How you treating people, how you treating yourself, and how you are treating God Almighty. And I'm living and learning that this is why when I thought about this morning, I said, well, God, I asked God the question. I said, well, what's wrong with the people? It's like they have put their time and energy into things that they got to spend money unnecessarily. And that they looking for so much entertainment, things that don't cultivate. Let me just keep it real, their spirit and their soul. And they get so frustrated about nitpick, petty wagon stuff, patty cake, bake a man stuff. People get all in their feelings about that patty cake, bake a man. Like, who gives a flying fish about half of the things people let get in their feelings? So I'm asking God, I said, God, so why is these people who say that they love you, oh God, help me today, they get so opinionated in their feelings instead of just loving people and just showing people love, making time? And so this is what God took me in my question. He took me through this chronological list, starting from people in the Bible, people who not in the Bible, to show me that no matter what our freedom, you got to stay diligent. You got to stay on course, because when you understand your purpose, and that was the class last night, was about understanding your purpose. And what do you think your purpose for being here is? And one of the things, I did a quick slideshow. I said two things that God showed me about purpose. One is learning and the other is loving. When you learn all that you learn, it still is to be able to take that and give love to people. That's the greatest gift. Our purpose is to learn and love. I think I need to repeat that. Our purpose is to learn and love. But I realize people are make time for so many things, but it's not for love. And I have found myself for years and years and years giving of myself at so many times, no matter how people treated me, no matter how they deleted me, they rejected me. And so, but I'm in this dispensation of time now, because of my own heart and emotions. Because let me tell you something I've realized about people. If they see you stand strong, oh God, help me today, they'll think they should handle you any kind of way. You'll be okay. And I've had people to literally tell me that to my face. Even when I was down to my lowest point, they said, oh, you'll be okay. You'll bounce back. But this is all because of the grace of God. It's not because I'm so inhuman. I don't have feelings and emotions. But just because I don't act upon them and treat people any kind of way don't mean that I don't feel some type of way. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed that. But the thing is, see, I put all of my hope and glory and trust in God. I don't put it in people. And that way, I don't have to fall out with anybody. I don't have to get in my emotions and act up and act out and neglect and reject people. I can make time for what I need to make time to do, and that's extend love. It may not be but 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. But this is the thing. I'm going to stand. And when I've done all I can do, like the Bible says, I'm going to still stand. Just like the people that I named, Abraham, John, Moses, Ruth even. Ruth, when she went with her mother-in-law, she didn't have a clue, but all she knew, she wanted to follow the person that had the faith in God. That even in her mother-in-law grieving process, she still stood strong. She grieved her husband, but she stood strong. She grieved one son, but she still stood strong. She grieved another son, but she still stood strong. And in spite of her grief, listen, y'all got to grab this. Here this woman is. I love the book of Ruth, and I've read it numerous times because it encourages me. And here this woman, she's lost everything in her line of support. You don't hear me now. But she still stood strong, and she made a decision that the two women that was left even among her, she set them to say, listen, she sat them down and said, you go back to your family, and you go back to your family, because I don't have any sons anymore. So, you know, y'all don't need to hang around me, and just because you my daughter-in-laws. Go on with your lives, because you free now. You can go marry and be with who you want. But you know what I love about Ruth? Ruth wasn't just married to her son. Ruth was truly a great daughter-in-law. And I don't think she stayed with Naomi because Naomi was her mother-in-law. I think she stayed with Naomi because she saw the faith and the strength. And she knew that wherever a person that has that kind of faith, oh God, help me today, and that kind of strength, that the God that was in her life, and they can say the God she served, I want some of that. I want to be among somebody who serve a God that got that kind of faith. I want to be among somebody to rub elbows with who got a God that no matter what in the grieving process, this lady can still stand strong. This lady can keep pressing and keep pushing. And I believe if I get up under her, that just like she being blessed, I'm going to be blessed. I don't think nobody understands that. See, all the people that I named, everybody that was underneath these people, everybody that stayed connected with these people, everybody who looked up to these people in a way to say, you know what? I like them genuinely. I love and care for them genuinely. And no matter what everybody else do, I'm going to stay connected with that person. Let me tell you something. God bless them. When Abraham's nephew Lot stayed connected with him, oh God, help me today. God bless Lot and his family. He saved them from death, hell, and destruction. When Moses led the people, even the people that got connected with him that was once committed to Pharaoh, God spared them. They crossed the Red Sea with Moses. Oh, God, help me today. The people who knew how to treat Joseph, those people was blessed. You don't hear me now. So when people think they hurting somebody that God has appointed and anointed, they already know. They know where their faith and their strength lie. They don't look at things the way other people who caught in their feelings look at things. And so this is the place and point that I'm at in my life. So last night in the class, you know what? I was so excited. Because whether God allows me to connect with one person or 1,000 people. Because I'm not caught up in the number. I'm caught up in the purpose. And my purpose is to keep talking and telling and preaching and teaching the gospel of God. And I'm going to do that whether there's two ears to hear or one ear to hear. I said one, because sometimes people lose hearing in one ear and they may not have one ear left to hear out. So that can be one person with one good ear to hear. I'm going to still talk and tell people about this good God, this God that I know that has never failed those who put their faith in him. Let me repeat that. This God that I know, who has never failed people who put their faith, trust, and confidence in him. And you may put your faith and trust and confidence in a whole lot of things, and it'll fail you. But one thing about God, and that's all I want people to know. Keep the faith. Keep the love. Keep looking and learning. And whatever you do, don't allow anything or anyone take you off track from loving and learning as you're living. I hope y'all grab that. So in this morning, I said, okay, God, so what's the scripture for today? Because, you know, when God ministers to me, he wants me to release it. It's not for me to sit on, because I already know I'm sold out. I don't know about nobody else, but see, I'm sold out. And I connect and listen to other people that sold out. And one of the things lately God been having me listen to is Geno Jenkins. I always say Geno with a G and Jenkins with a J. And I tell you why I've been listening to him. Because he comes straight from the word. And I like anybody that comes straight from the word. You got a lot of people, they preaching from their feelings. And that's why a lot of folks so caught up in these motivational speeches. And I ain't never seen so many people got to be motivated to serve God. Got to be motivated to do the right thing. If you got a good heart, oh God help me today. Then you know what? Just like the people I've already named. If you got a good heart, nobody should need to pump you and push you and motivate you to do what's right if it's in you to do right. Oh God help me today. This is what I've discovered. And when you get to that place of peace and harmony, you don't need to exert a lot of energy. You don't need to run around the world and get connected and disconnected and be friends and unfriend and then your family and all this stuff. Because no matter where I go, no matter who I'm among, I'm going to do the right thing. And wherever God has always strategically placed me, it has always been in the midst of people where there has been peace, love, and harmony. Even as my neighbors, as myself. So I don't fret about people when they get in their feelings. Because wherever God has led me, and I mean wherever, because see, you got to take what you connect to with you everywhere you go. And then that way you won't be so caught up. And that if family don't treat you right, oh God, help me today. And if friends don't treat you right, oh God, help me today. You won't feel in your feelings. Because you will know that just like with Ruth and Naomi, that no matter what, even though Naomi went back to her homeland, Ruth, it was a strange land. You don't hear me now. Ruth didn't know nobody there. And they didn't have no job and no money. But one thing that they did have was wisdom. And wherever you go, if you move in strategically and wisely in love as you learn, God will always place good people on your pathway. I meet beautiful people all the time. So I don't miss being loved. So whether I live a million miles away or across in another country, I believe because of my own heart and my own spirit, that wherever I go, I'm going to feel loved. This is why I don't try to control anybody. I don't need nobody to be in no bondage that I feel they got to be up under me and connected with me for me to feel loved. I feel loved every day. I feel loved every day I wake up, because the first love is God woke me up. And wherever I go, wherever I am, as long as God is with me, I know I'm loved. I know this. I remember when I went to this city back in 2000, and I think it was 11 or 10, I went to Alexandria, beautiful city, Alexandria, Virginia. And while I was there, I was at this church. And the lady came as a guest speaker from Chicago, Illinois. I never forget this lady because she left an impression on my spirit. And when she got up on the podium, she talked about coming through the airport and how God just had people strategically just blessing her. They carried her luggage. They carried everything but picked her up and carried her. She said, I mean, all throughout my trip here, everybody was so nice and pleasant and kind. And then she said, and so everybody that did a kind gesture and a kind deed, I said to them, God bless you. And so she kept saying, God bless you. And she said, so everybody that did anything, and she said, I don't know, because they was looking at all my gray hair. She said, because sometimes people will be kind to people who they think are old and elderly. She said, but I'm not either. I'm not old and I'm not elderly, but I got a lot of gray hair. And people thought because I'm so young with all this gray hair that I should dye my hair. She said, but I told people, if you want to dye your barn, dye your barn. But I'm not trying to paint my barn. I'm going to leave it just the way it is. She said, because she realized, she think that that is what gave people that grace that they administered to her and that kindness. So in the session, instead of just preaching the whole Bible, see, this is how I flow. Wherever I am and whatever I'm in the midst of, listen to me. You got to grab this. As long as you're learning and loving, this is where you stay at your feelings. Because whatever you can learn to be better and do better and things can be made better, you should love that. Even if you don't love the person, you should love that. So I just loved it. I loved it. I loved it. So the lady, listen, y'all. She started saying, God bless you. And she found herself just walking around. First, she started at the pulpit. She said, I don't think y'all understand. God bless you. And it's like the people in the congregation, they start getting it. That's all her message was. God bless you. And I understood the power of those three words. God bless you. Do you get that? God bless you. So this lady ended up finding herself for about, I'm telling y'all the real deal, for 30 minutes. And the more she kept executing those three words, God bless you, the more people began to just shout and scream. And the next thing you know, they went to falling out in the anointed power from just those three words, God bless you. And so, and then before she concluded her message, that wasn't a message, but three words. That's why a lot of things, you can say much or you can say little. If a person gonna get it, they gonna get it and they gonna grab it. Oh, I hope somebody grab that. And so this is the thing. At the end, she said, I want you. She started calling people out and having them to come line up. And she began to speak prophetically into their lives. So when she got to me, because she called me out, I think I was number three. And so when she first called me out, because she called me out so early up, you know, she called two people, then she called me, and I was like, she meant me. You know, I don't know why it is when people call you out at church, you always wonder, is you talking to me or the person next to me or behind me? And so when she let me know, no, you darling, come here. So when she prophesied to me, this is what she said to me. She said these words. She said, a lot of people don't like you. And I've heard that so much, y'all. And I begin to cry because here's this lady from Chicago, Illinois. I'm from a little country town in Georgia, but I just happened to be in Alexandria. My first time ever going to Alexandria. First time ever going to that church. And here's a lady from another side of the world who never met me. And she said, and this is the thing. She said, they don't like you, but God love you. She said, and when you start dealing with people that show you they really don't like you, she said, I want you to start singing yes, Jesus loves me. And the tears was just rolling down my eyes, y'all. You know, even talking about it, I get teary-eyed. And she started singing a little bit of the song. And she said, and I want you to sing a little bit with me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. And she said, because Jesus and God loves you. She said, I don't know you. I don't know what your journey holds. See, she ain't trying to give me all this prophetic word about my future. She just said, all I know to tell you, when you start looking and seeing because of the anointing that rests upon your life, you can see people who don't like you. And you definitely know people who don't love you. She said, but you begin to sing, Jesus loves me. She said, and I want you to do that every time, to keep your head space out of that space of how people done mistreated you. Because she said, you need to think, she did tell me this, that it's going to stop. And that's why you need to have this song to encourage you every time. So listen to me. Let me tell y'all something. I said that to say about this war. This war is a war of AI. This is a computer war. In 2008, God had me to start announcing to people on my pathway that we was in the midst of a war. And I was working and people thought, oh, Miss Frieda, you always saying things. Yes, I am. But I say the things that the Holy Spirit leads me to say. And I was telling people back in 2008, I said, we're in a chemical war. And so they was thinking like nuclear. I said, no, pills. It's going to be a time when people going to take pills to wake up, to function through the day and then lay down at night. They're going to need a pill. Because we're in a chemical warfare. And unless people stand solid on knowing that by God's stripes, Jesus' stripes, we are healed, they're going to take a pill. And so I was pumping that out. It's a chemical war. We're in the midst of it. And the next thing I knew by 2010, people were selling pills, popping pills, people who didn't have prescription for pills. God went to revealing these things to me. Then people, senior citizens, was even selling pills to give to young people because they needed a pill. And then you got people start dying from fentanyl and all kind of stuff. The chemical war. And now to combine with that war is a computer war. So you got a chemical and a computer war. And AI is taking over. I'm telling y'all, it's infiltrated. And for every technological thing that you put in your house, I'm telling you, these things gonna get to a place. They gonna act up and act out. They gonna turn on you. I'm telling you, I've seen the revelation. I'm not gonna get into detail in this podcast because I really want to share with you the scripture that God gave me to share with you. And this is the thing. If people don't want to have ears to hear, God reminded me. He said, you know what? You go back, you reflect, you revisit, you rewind, and you think about the people from the Bible. You think about the people that are not in the Bible that has caused people to go through different things. But yet, those people still have been able to survive and to be on purpose. And see, that's the point. That's the point that people got to understand. Being on purpose. Being on purpose. Y'all, excuse that noise. That's my other phone and I'm trying to get it to stop. Oh, see, that's them distractions. And that's just how quick we can be distracted if we allow it. But see, I'm not going to allow that distraction to even get me off course. Because why did it pop up all this time? And I ain't heard this thing go off like that in days. But soon as I got ready to release these words from the scripture, that's when it do. This is where you got to discipline yourself. You got to be so disciplined in this day and time that the least little distraction don't stop you from doing what God has instructed you to do. And this is what I'm looking at and seeing. People can let the least little distraction, and they can say, oh, I meant to come to the class. Oh, I meant to call you. Oh, I meant to do this. And they're letting so many distractions, and they can be the least little distraction. It ain't going to even save their soul in salvation. It's not going to teach them how to learn love. They might have been sitting in front of the TV, stuff that they could have put on pause and go back and pull up. But it's okay. Because this is the thing I'm going to share with you what God had me to say. And this is the scripture God gave me. And God said, and I want you to continue to see, this is how God ministers to me. He said, I want you to continue not only to read this today, but I want you to read it for the next 7 days. And then I want you to dissect it in the process. So that's my assignment, y'all. But I'm going to share with you because God said to tell you, and you can take it and read it for the next 7 days and you can dissect it. But I'm going to tell you something about this scripture I'm about to read. It's going to determine a lot of things about people whose souls is going to be saved. It's going to determine how you're going to move forward. Because when you read this, if you read this for the next 7 days, then I want you to really absorb what you're reading. And I want you to see if your name fits somewhere up in the mix. And if it do, you want to get it out of the mix, all I'm saying. Here it is. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men, and that means mankind, that means when you see certain places where men is in the Bible, know that is referring to male as well as female, okay? You know that. Men shall be lovers of their own self. Covetous, that means wanting what somebody else got. Boisterous, that means talking about what you got. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. These the next two words I want y'all to really grab. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. What that mean? That mean that people are finding other ways to please themselves, even sensual and sexual, without having to have their husband or boyfriend. I'm just saying. Truth breakers. That's people that don't do nothing but break peace. False accusers, that's people that tell lies on you. In contention, those are the people that don't stay consistent with doing nothing. Fierce, listen to these words, fierce. Those people that just boldly and blankly rude. Despisers, those people who hate us. And they say despisers of those that are good. Ooh, I hope y'all grab that. People gonna despise you if you good. Ain't that crazy? Verse 4, it say traitors. They gonna turn on you. Heady, that means they can't humble. When you find a heady person, they ain't gonna humble for what they need to humble for. Now, ain't nothing wrong with standing for what you need to stand for. But you also wanna be humble. Even if you stand on what you stand on, you should be humble enough that you ain't got to sit and argue and debate with nobody about anything. If you find yourself arguing and debating, you heady. I'm just telling you that. When you find yourself arguing and debating, you heady. Because if you got to, and I say this, if people are over 50, then you should be able to humble out of any conversation. You can let people have that. Just have that. I'm not gonna engage and entertain. You can have that. Then it goes on to say high-minded. Those people who think that their acclimates make them better than other people. I'm just giving you some because I'm a word person. So when you look up these definitions, your own self. Then it say lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And listen to me, listen to me. Y'all got to really get this last part. Now, out of all that I described, this is what the Bible said. When you entertain people with them kind of jacked up, messed up, tore up spirits, because that's what they're going to be. Y'all know I'm going to keep it 1,000. If you find people that fit the description of all these things I just named, let me tell you something. They spirit. I say they spirit. It's jacked up, messed up, and tore up from the flow up. I'm just telling you the truth. And you can't put your confidence and trust. You can't trust them because they can't trust themselves. If you find a person that is lovers of themselves, covenant, boisterous, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, ungrateful, and without natural affection. That means they don't even know how to love folks. They truth breakers. They false accusers. I'm just saying, they liars. They despisers. They haters of people who good. I ain't talking about hate the bad. I'm talking about hate good people. They traitors. Traitors used to be beheaded. They high-minded. They lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And they have a form of godliness. Because you got some people that are talk scripture, mention scripture. They have a form of godliness. But they deny the power thereof. They don't walk in no faith. They don't have the faith of Ruth to say, you know what? I just lost my husband. And my father-in-law. I mean, Naomi. I just lost my husband and my two sons. But you know what? I'm going to still trust God. And I'm going to be led where God lead me to go. But the Bible says, when you run into these type of spirits, that having all these forms, because you got to get this. He didn't say forms of worldly world people. It said godliness. So that's going to be people who you can sit out and they can probably say, oh yeah, I agree with the scripture. You know, they make comments on the scriptures. That's a form of godliness. But underneath, their feelings have caused them to be fierce despisers of those that are good. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now, let me give you this last part, and I'm going to put a pin in the podcast. The Bible says, from such turn away. Now, I hope y'all get that. From such turn away. That means you're going to find a lot of people, they're going to stop dibbling, dabbling, and even conjugating with a bunch of people that got them kind of spirits. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm at that place right now in my dispensation. And that's why I say it can be one person. I'd rather talk to one genuine, sincere person than a whole crowd of a whole audience. I do. Because I want to be able to reach somebody, or somebody can reach me. In that good place, in that place where the transformation takes place. Not in that place where it's just gonna be temporary, because one minute they like you and the next minute don't say nothing that they don't like, because then they won't like you. Okay? And I've been prophesied to many from the north, south, east, and the west, I kid you not, that people won't like me. And they said, and it has nothing to do with me being kind to people or me being nice or me doing good gestures to people. It's just they don't like me because they despise us of the truth. Oh, God, help me today. And so I used to wrestle with that. Until God solidified me and he kept giving people on my pathway to prophesy into me to say, listen, you got to get this tunnel vision to know that Jesus loves you, because people don't know how to love you. That's why God had me to write that book, How to Always Love. Most people I've realized, they don't even know how to love they self. Because they take they self through so much things that they fret. And the Bible tells us in Psalms, I think it's Psalms 37, it says, fret not. If you go on down in that scripture, because fret just means worry. It said it only does you more harm than good. You got people sit down and worry about every little thing. And it only doing them more harm than good. I'm back to the place, I don't even know how to talk to people. Because just because I say what I say, you know, people say all kind of things. And all kind of things cross my eyes and my ears. But I don't impersonalize it and I don't internalize it. What I do, I filter. What don't fit me, I don't try to fit it. I hope somebody grabbed that. Let me repeat that. What don't fit me, I don't try to fit it. And what do fit me, you know what I do? I try to work on it. But I don't allow what don't fit me to get me in my feelings to fall out with folks. But I can tell you what I am no longer doing. I'm departing myself from such spirits. I was saying real quick, you know, yesterday when I asked about a person and how they were doing. And I prayed for this person and I'm still praying for this person. Because this is something the person shared to me. It wasn't them, but I just asked about somebody that we mutually know. And they said these words to me. They said, you know, I don't know how they doing today because I don't really communicate with them that much anymore. But I can tell you this, that the day before, listen, y'all got to really grab this because I thought, wow. And I asked God, okay, speak to me, Lord. But they said the day before this person was awarded, because they were still awarded the money, $500,000. The day before the money was released into their account, the person had a stroke. And after that stroke, the person had to put somebody else over their money because they can't even write from their right side. They wheelchair bound, they bed bound, they can talk, but they not in their right mind. But the thing is, they said they have to have their diaper change. I mean, they can't function normally the day before. Y'all don't hear me now. See, I don't just be talking just to be talking. I know that people got to give an account for all these things. When you think the wrong thing, when you speak the wrong thing, and when you act the wrong way, and when you don't extend love. And see, this person I know, this person would get in their feelings and they would mistreat people. They would say all manner of things that they shouldn't say to people. And they just wasn't right in a lot of times in their spirit. But when they was right in their spirit and when they wanted to be good, they would be good. But when they didn't want to, they would be mean-spirited. And so here it is now. This person gets awarded $500,000. And they can't even spend it themselves. They got to rely on somebody else. And so, but you know, even in that, I said, well, God, if they had to be put in a nursing home, at least they had the money to be put in a nice one, you know, that they can pay hopefully some years. But the person said to me, the person that was over the money, they started spending money for their own personal usage. And so the person, like I said, they had a stroke, but they still had a mind a come and go. So when they said they come to their right mind, they accused this person, well, rather they accused the person of abusing them. So the person took they self out from over their money. And now they've had to try to find somebody else. And she said they got somebody else. But the point of the moral to the message is that don't live your life thinking that it's okay to do those things that I read to you in these perilous times that's coming. Don't think it's okay because you find yourself a truth breaker, boisterous, lovers of yourself, covenant, a liar. You can stand in your grown self, because that would like people like to say, I'm grown, and you in your free will, grown choice, and do whatever you want, just like this person. But that does not mean, and this is what I'm the only thing I try to get people to understand. Yes, I know I'm not a person to pump out and push out all these motivational messages. Because for me, I just believe if you love God, don't nobody need to motivate you to love God. If you got a good heart, don't nobody need to motivate you to have a good heart. Because people who got good hearts, you don't got to motivate them. People who know to do the right thing, you do not have to motivate them. Believe that. But people who don't know is the people I want to talk and tell, because they need to get it right and keep it right. So if your heart ain't right, I don't care how many motivational messages you hear, because I used to give them too. But you know what I learned? No matter how many motivational messages that I gave some people, I look at them and they still got hard hearts. They still unforgiving. And I want people to know that kind of behavior, those kind of spirits, it will keep you detached from good people. It's going to keep you detached. And the more you find yourself out from among good people, I'm going to tell you where you're going to find yourself: in the midst of not so good people. And y'all can motivate yourself temporarily and stroke each other's ego temporarily. And you know what's going to happen? The first time either person get in their feelings, they're going to fall out and turn on you. Because that's what people do when they live off their feelings. They turn against one another. And if they don't turn against each other, they turn around and be truce breakers. They break peace with you with somebody else. So here I am on my platform is to let people know and enlighten them. Listen, that's not the way. And for people who really want to turn, and in Psalms chapter 1, one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm going to quote it off the top of my head. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. It say, blessed. If you want to be blessed, it say, is the man, meaning man or woman, mankind, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You got a lot of motivational speakers that's so ungodly. I'm just saying. And you got a lot of people listening to all they counsel because they just pump them up and pump out their chest and make them feel good. Oh, God gonna make a way. Well, we already know God gonna make a way. I'm talking to the people who say that they know God. You should already know God gonna make a way. You should already know that the way has been made. You should already have your trust and confidence in God. But I'm gonna tell you why I stand strong on my platform and my preaching and teaching. It's because I hear people with those forms of godliness, but they turn right around and get in their feelings. They turn right around and be rude. They turn right around. They'll ignore you. I'm just saying. And they don't have that, what Bible says, that affection. That love and affection. I ain't never seen so many people that say, you know what? Oh, I meant to do, I planned on doing. But let me tell you, but they can do a whole lot of nonsense that don't make sense. But the things that matters most to God. And I said to somebody, I make no apologies. Because they tried to guilt me day before yesterday. And they said something to me and said, well, this person just won't. I said, let me tell you something about what people want. I said, that same person you're referring to, that person, this, far as I know, in the last 12 months have made flight reservations for where they wanted to go. And it was neither place where I live. And it was neither place to have anything that is about me and concerning me. So if a person want to see me, people that know me and love me, they know where I live. And if you can bypass where I live on a couple of occasions, then guess what? This thing is not about me. And I said to the person, so don't make it about me. I can't stand when people do that. This is not about our freedom. This is about people wanting to control me to do what they want me to do. Because if a person want to do what they want to do, all they got to do is do it. And if anybody really want to see me, all they got to do is do it. I'm just saying. If they can make a choice. See, this is what people forget that they think. I guess I don't know what they think. I'm dumb, dumb, da, dumb, dumb. But if you want to make a choice, it's just a choice. They choose to go where they chose to go. And this is the thing about me, y'all. I don't fall out with nobody. If they don't choose to come, if they don't choose to go, if they don't choose to call, if they don't choose to write, if they don't choose to do nothing, I ain't mad at them. Because I got to keep my heart clean and pure. But what I do know is this. I'm no longer running behind people. And I used to do that for many years. I'm not in that seasoning in this season. Now, if God led me to do it and I put things on my podcast on purpose so people can understand, if I ain't flowing the way I used to flow, don't make it personal and don't take it personal. I'm just not doing what I used to do because I'm not in. You got to grow beyond something. I remember some time when I didn't hear from people, even down to my own children. I would do we follow up calls, make sure everything okay. Follow up. After I would give them like 3-4 days, I ain't heard from, maybe they got, but I ain't doing that no more. Not in this season. You know why? Because if things matter most to you, this is what I was saying to the person the other day. All God is showing me what matters most to people. And it's okay. I'm not upset. I'm not angry with anybody. Some people, they just don't have the same affection for you as you have for them. And it's okay. Because at the end of the day, I got to keep my heart clean. I got to keep my thoughts pure. And I can't even sit and dwell on that kind of stuff. I may think about it a time or two. And then God will say, leave that alone. The ball is in their court. And I'm talking about family, friends, or frenemies. Because that means some people who say they're your friend, but they're really your enemy. They frenemies. So, it's nothing personal. It's just that I'm just not in that season anymore. Because God began to teach me about 3 years ago when he moved me away. He said, I'm going to show you how much you really matter. Because the further you away, you're going to see some things. And so God has just been showing me some things. Yes, it's been an eye-opener. Yes, sometime when I first got here, it was kind of touchy. You know, it's like, oh, I really don't matter to them. You know, when people can't come by your house and I say and use you and abuse you. And then so and you get the feeling and reeling and feeling and really like, oh, I really don't matter. And it's okay. You know, because I'm far away. So it's Mother's Day, but I really don't matter like I thought I did. Because one thing I've learned in this distance should not change the way you feel about a person. Just because a person not able to do and give to you when you want it and how you want it, it should not make you love them any less. But that's what God has been teaching me. It should not make you love them any less. You don't have to be under somebody to execute that. I didn't plan on this extended version, but let me tell y'all something. It's coming to a place in time in this chemical war, and I'm going to do a podcast on that chemical war. You're going to be so surprised at the things that are going to happen right in your home through your TV and your telephone. And even some of the things that you buy that make life convenient, vacuum cleaners, air fryers. I'm just saying, a lot of these things, it's the reason why they got these scan codes and they all are connected. And I'm going to talk to you more about that in some future podcasts. But make no mistake, y'all, the only reason that I am committed the way I am is because I love God, I love people, and I love myself. And I have to live in this world among people. And I want people to understand that out of all of our learning, why can't we just learn to love? Why people got to dress a certain way, talk a certain way, be a certain way, in the way most of the time it is the way people want them to be. And if they not like they want them to be, if they not saying what they want them to say, or if that was the case in my life, I probably wouldn't speak to nobody never. Because there's a lot of people don't do things and don't think things and don't speak things the way I do. But that's not the reason why I love people. I love people because of who they are and their connection with me and the love that I accumulated for me. And I don't love people because they love me. I love people because I love people. And whether they love me or not, whether they love me and leave me, I still love them. Because you never fall out of love. And I've heard people say that, well, I fell out of love. Not if you really love. If you really love someone, you never fall out of love with them. If you really love them. If you really love them. But that's a whole nother deep teaching too. Because when you love somebody, love becomes an eternal word. You don't fall out of love. That's a man-made word. Either you gonna love or not love. And some people thought it was love, and it was never love. That's why they say they fell out of love. They ain't never love. And on that note, live, learn, and love. Live, learn, and love. That's the three important things. And may the blessings from heaven flow down into your lives, meet all of your needs, even the things your heart desires. And may you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Start praying and processing this AI war, because it's here. It's not coming. It's here. We are in the war of computer and chemicals. God bless. I love you all. And until the next time, bye for now.